Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. The text for our meditation this morning is written for us in St. Luke chapter 19, beginning at the first verse. Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house." So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, "He is going to be a guest with a man who is a sinner." Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." So far our text, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we have gathered in your house to hear your holy word. We pray that you would speak to us through it, dispel our doubts and fears, and reassure us that Jesus is our Savior. To these ends, sanctify us through the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Please be seated. In Jesus the Christ, the finder of sinners, dear fellow redeemed. Have you ever been lost? I can't remember being lost. I may have experienced it as a child some. I wouldn't be surprised, I just can't remember it. But the closest thing that I can remember to it is being shown around a new underground mine. And I can remember I was going to start working there, and so my guide, my host, had taken me down to show me the different parts of the mine. And I can remember thinking, if anything happens to you, I'm in big trouble. I had no idea where I was. And you can imagine why. It's so hard to have a perspective underground of where you are. You can't see through rocks. You've got a very limited line of sight. It's hard to tell exactly how far down or up, left or right, you travel in a tunnel. And so you have this overwhelming sense, I don't really know where I am. And therefore, I don't know how to get to where I want to go. Maybe you've had an experience where you're disorientated or you're flat out lost. But we understand what it means to be lost. It can mean that we don't know where we are. But it can also mean we don't know how to get to where we want to go. And so we're lost. When Zacchaeus got up that morning, I don't know if he understood that he was lost. And from an earthly perspective, people would have probably looked at him and said, "He's got it all together. He's the head tax collector. He's rich. His life is great. He knows exactly what he is doing, where he is, and where he is going. But at some point that day, Zacchaeus gained a proper understanding of where he was, where he was headed, and where he really wanted to be. At first, it seems that Zacchaeus was after an earthly destination. We don't know why, but for some reason, he wanted to see Jesus. And being short, he was having a hard time doing that. There was a crowd following Jesus, and as much as he tried, he couldn't see who Jesus was. So he's a smart guy. He knows Jericho, so he knows where Jesus is headed, so he gets ahead of the crowd, climbs up in a sycamore tree so that he could see what he wanted to see. But things were about to take a radical turn in Zacchaeus' life. Because he was right that Jesus would come that way, and he was right that he'd get to see him. But what he didn't realize was that Jesus wanted to see him. And as the all-knowing God, Jesus went to that tree, looked up, and called Zacchaeus by name. He said, "Come down. I want to stay at your house today." And then Zacchaeus joyfully took Jesus to his home. And we would have to assume, as Jesus did at other times, when he visited homes, he shared God's word. He gave Zacchaeus a proper understanding of where he was. Zacchaeus had most likely been motivated by greed. We know that the tax collectors would often collect more than what the taxes required. And so they would take that extra money for themselves. And you can bet, as the head tax collector, Zacchaeus was taking a cut of all the gains of the tax collectors under him. It probably wasn't in an honest way that he became very rich. But the tax collectors also had a reputation for living very indulgent lives as well. All the trappings that come along with earthly wealth. Jesus had to show Zacchaeus that that wasn't as safe and secure as he maybe thought it was. We tend to think that money gives us security. But Zacchaeus' sins, whether he knew it or not at the time, had placed him on a path down to the depths of hell. It may have seemed like he had heaven on earth. But because he didn't understand where he really was and where he was really going, he was going to end up somewhere that he didn't want to be. He was lost, whether he knew it or not. So where are you? Where are you in your spiritual journey? Do you truly understand what's motivating you and what's causing you to do the things that you do? Are you in alignment with God's word, walking along that straight and narrow path? Or are you off on some scenic route, seeking a heaven here on earth? Jesus wants you to know where you are so that he can get you where he wants you to be. And even though your sins deserve, and in some sense demand, that you spend eternity in hell, Jesus has come to rescue and save you. Just as surely as Jesus went to that tree that day to call Zacchaeus by name, Jesus has come to save you from your sins. And so he went to another tree, the tree of the cross, to bear your sins, Zacchaeus' sins, and the sins of the whole world, so that he could rescue you and lead you in a new life to heaven. Jesus does love you and invites you to make him part of your life, invites you to take him home with you and for him to be your guest. Jesus, unlike the crowd, does not hold your sins against you. He loves you and forgives you. But now you know where you are and where Jesus wants you to be. It's going to mean some radical changes in your life. I doubt Zacchaeus got up that morning thinking, you know what? I'm going to give half of my possessions away to the poor today. And if I've done anyone wrong, I'm going to pay him back fourfold, four times. But that's the radical change that Jesus works in people's lives and hearts. That's the radical change that happens when the lost are found. That's the radical change that Jesus wants to work in you. So follow him. It may mean sacrifice in this life. It may mean difficulty. It may mean a cross. But the rewards are worth it. Jesus will lead you to his home and make you his guest. May God bless you. And may Jesus come to you in his love and mercy and take you home. Amen. Please stand for the blessing. And now may the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you sent Jesus to find lost sinners just like us and to rescue us. We pray now that by the light of your word, you would guide our earthly lives until we're safely with you in heaven. Help us to resist the temptations of the world and all its trappings so that we would not forfeit the great treasure that we have waiting for us in heaven. We also pray that you would help us to show others the way to heaven too, that they may join us on this joyous path until we're finally with you forever. Bless us today and keep us safe in all that we do. Guide us according to your will. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.